Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah. Welcome to Durba study session, chapter 5. The Sheikh talks about in chapter 5 rulings related to the role of women in society. He says Islam sees women as an important part in society, politically, economically, educationally, and socially. This fact cannot be ignored. Allah said, Al-Mu'min, believers, male and female, are the pillar of the society. They are awliya. They are both responsible for bringing good to the society and preventing the evil. Women were always partner to men building a society. The first group who became Muslim, the first 10 people who became Muslim among the prophets, among them was the prophet's wife, was Sumayya, the prophet's daughters. He mentions how supportful that Khadija was. We cannot look the other direction when it comes to women. They aren't only important in the house or on chores, they are important in society as well. We should use the power of the sisters to help out in society in every way. If we do this, then the outcome will be absolutely different. The Sheikh mentions, Ya أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. O mankind, indeed, we have created you from male and female, and made you people, peoples and tribes, that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble of you, and in the sight of Allah, is the most righteous of you. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, Allah and acquainted. The Sheikh says, don't forbid women from coming to the masjids. There was always women who had great roles in society in the Prophet's days. There were women buying and selling, women who owned their own business. There were women who contributed in daily activities in society. He also mentioned that one of the women had her own carpentry business, and she made the stand for the Rasul. She made him a minbar from her own carpentry business. So the idea of women shouldn't leave the house because Allah said stay at home. Stay at home means that, as Umar said, that she is not always outside. She never sits at home. She neglects her house. She doesn't take care of her family and kids. That's another extreme. We have to build a balance that approaches this issue. The women who have no shame, they are never home. That's what Allah meant by stay at home. Don't be like these women. One of the rights of women is education. Talab al-alam. Wajib. Seeking knowledge is wajib upon all Muslims. Women should be educated. Aisha was very educated. One of the things she mastered in was medicine. They asked her, how do you know this? They asked her, where did you learn this medicine? She used to watch doctors diagnose and use medicine, and she learned it from them. So in our history, women were very educated in many areas. So the Sheikh went through some questions. The first part of the questions is, there is no doubt that there is a lot of mixing between genders and fitna during high school and college. What is the ruling regarding this? He said, you don't avoid it. So you can't avoid it. You cannot avoid this. So it is acceptable. But try to minimize sitting next to them or try to minimize your dealing with them. Number two, some subjects may contain ideologies and ideas contradicting to Islamic theology. What is the ruling regarding entering those fields? He said, study it, get the good from it, benefit from it, don't get influenced by it. He said, try to take the good from it. He was like, that's why we have many Muslim people who studied philosophy, and that's why in many books that there's proofs of what the other side thinks, or there's always proofs written in many Islamic books about philosophy of what other people think. Number three, is it allowed to study medicine even though I will be doing autopsies on men and studying male body parts? Yes, hadith of the Prophet's time, a woman used to go to the battlefield to take care of them. So it is permissible to become a doctor and to become to take care of and treat men. Number four, if there are Islamic schools in my area that I cannot afford, is it permissible to put my children in other schools? Yes, you are searching for the best education for your children. Just make sure you watch your kids and educate them, and make sure you keep an eye on them and in whatever school that you put them in. Number five, what should I do in PE, art, and music classes? If it is appropriate, if it is permissible, it is permissible. If it is appropriate, if you're dressed well, if you're not showing anything, but you should try to get out of music classes because the sheikh said it's not allowed. Like, he doesn't agree with music. Number six, if any of my exams are in Ramadan, is it allowed to break my fast? He said no, unless the only way you could break your fast is that if you are sick. Number seven, is it allowed to combine between prayers because of school timings? He said if this happens once, that it is permissible. He said that just do not make it a habit. He said not recommended at all, but if you have to, like you have no other choice, you might miss the second prayer. He said try to not do it. Like he said no. He was aiming towards the no side. Number eight. I got accepted in a university in another state. Can I move there alone and study? If is it permissible to travel without a mahram to attend Islamic classes and conferences? If it is safe, okay, but not recommended. He said that if you can study, if your father's gonna take you all the way there and put you in a safe place and pay for you to be in a safe place, it is permissible. You are allowed to study somewhere else that's not next to home. But he said it's recommended for a woman to study right next to her home so she knows she's safe. She knows she always has backup. She knows that she can always get backup. And about going to study over while traveling, he said yes, it is permissible just as long as it is safe. If there's a group going, if there's any group that's gonna get together, and if it's safe, then it's fine. Number seven. I went through that one. Number eight. I went through that one too. Number nine. In my school, we have to study in groups of both males and females. What should I do? He said the cultural norms is accepted. Just be modest about it. Don't just be just have a little modesty while you're dealing with the opposite gender. Number 10. I arrived late to class and the only open seat was next to a boy. What should I have done? It's okay, like you can sit there, but try to avoid as best as you can. Like if there's any other seating, or try to like move your seat away from him. Number 11. Do we have to separate between genders in Islamic school? Beginning from what age? And beginning from what age? Separate them in class. Like it's impossible to separate them class from like the guy sitting in a whole different section because it's gonna get tiring for the teachers, the sheikh said. But if you can separate them in class, have the brothers or the guys sit in the front and the girls sit in the back, or try to keep them apart in class. Number 12, can a woman teach a man? Yes, she can. A lot of women in the past taught men. And woman's voice is not aura. The second set of questions that he went through is it allowed for a woman to give lectures to mixed audiences? He said if there is a need for it and she can keep her haya, then it's okay. Number two, can a woman participate in TV interviews? As long as she is wearing proper hijab, it might even be a form of dawah. Just make sure she knows what she's doing, what she's saying, what she's wearing is appropriate. So she make sure she knows what she's talking about. Number three, is it allowed for a woman to participate in dawah table in school or on the street? It is fine, but not next to each other. Don't mix. Try not to mix, but it's fine to participate in dawah activities. Number four, can a female be head of an Islamic organization? Generally, yes, but no khalwa. Try not to mix. Number five, can a female be a masjid board member? Yes, absolutely. It's even recommended. He was stressed it that he was like, there should be a demand for more sisters to join the masjid board activities or to the masjid board. Number six, my husband prevents me from participating in dawah activities. What advice do you have for us? Well, the sheikh said, first of all, tell him the benefit and the great reward of doing this. Remind him that it is a great reward and that he will get rewarded for letting you participate in the dawah. And sometimes they're jealous. Give him an assurance that you'll be fine, that you won't mix, or give him just some assurance. And the husband is more important. He said, don't limit yourself. Like, just because you can't make dawah in a certain way, you can other be creative. You can always do it in another way. The next set of questions the sheikh went through. If I work, am I obligated to help with household expenses? You don't have to, but you can. But the extra expenses from your work, you should pay. So he said, for example, he gave the example, if you're taking the car all the time, you should pay. It's not, you're the one taking the car. It's not his responsibility to pay your extra expenses. If you're working, you should like try to help out. He said it's also good if you two split the costs of like home expenses and stuff like that. Number two, I work as a doctor and I sometimes must examine men. What is the ruling on this? He said, we mentioned this before, it is permissible. Number three, there is a possibility that I might fall into some haram at work. What is the ruling regarding that? Look at the majority of time. Number four, is it permissible to accept a gift from a male or coworker? From a male coworker, depends on the way the gift was given to you. If there's a reason, not a good intention, then no. But if it's just a gift that he gave everyone in the company or something like that, then there's no problem accepting it. Just be careful be careful what the gift is meant. Like what it means, that gift, what is the meaning behind the gift. Number five, is it allowed to work night shifts? There is no proof that women are not allowed to leave the at night. It's just cultural. If it's not safe, it's different. That's a different story, but there's no proof that women aren't allowed to leave at night. Number six, can a woman be a judge? The Madhab Maliki and Shafi'i said it is allowed for women to be judges, but the vast majority said no, it is not allowed for women to be judges. So the vast majority said that there you have to have two witnesses, two women for shahada. There will be mixing into it, and the Prophet and the companions never chose a female judge. That's their argument for it is not allowed. For Maliki and Shafi'i, third points, for it is allowed, there is no proof to forbid her from being a judge. Being a judge is not passing a fatwa. She doesn't have to be mixing with other people. She is the judge, so she's allowed to ask if there could be female cops, or she doesn't have to mix, she's the one in charge. Umar appointed a woman to be in charge of the market. The role of a judge is not that authentic, so it's n that part is not that authentic, but she is allowed to be a judge if she wants to. The last set of questions was, can a woman be head of state? He said that head of state now doesn't mean what he she said that a woman can't be a khalifa, but he said that head of state now is different from how it was many years ago. He said that it's not only her, it's a whole group behind her. So not she's not going to be the one who's giving passing down fatwas. But he said that consensus is that they cannot be the Khalifa of the Muslims, but the head of state, the governor. What about other political positions? He said these are easier, these are kind of better than something with a high position. Number three, what are the rulings regarding female participations in elections? It is halal. Morocco gave women the right to vote before the US, and there was even a woman president elected before the US was ever elected. So women have been participating in many elections for a very long time. Number four, is it permissible for a woman to be in a leadership position over males? Yes, he said there's nothing wrong with that. And that ends chapter five. He went through it quickly, so in the session. So وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر لي ولكم. السلام عليكم.